perennial produce can provide your family with additional food in times of emergency. We're discussing a few options next on Western Life Radio.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
As we reflect on giving thanks this month, Sportsman's Warehouse would like to say thanks to you. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah and now has stores across the nation. We love being your local outfitter and sharing in your success stories and outdoor adventures. Check us out on the web at sportsmanswarehouse.com or come visit us, Utah born and Utah proud. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Grow additional food in your current growing space. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening covers some options.
We talked last month about ground cherries. Perennial ground cherries, a good fruit crop, native to Utah. Nobody knows about them in the gardening world except maybe me and the listeners now. A few people, very few, know about them in the history of Utah. Love it. Short-lived perennial that's used much like you'd use celery leaves for, great seasoning, good healthy greens, totally perennial. And they'll reseed even when the plants are aged and gone, they'll reseed. Salad Burnet, I think we've talked about that before. Same thing, perennial green, reseeds itself, good bee crop. We tend to look at asparagus as being kind of a fancy vegetable, but I suspect you're the same as me. We went and collected on the ditch banks in Lehigh and down in Lake Shore when my grandpa had a farm when I was a kid. I didn't know you could buy asparagus until I was a teenager. One of the Jerusalem artichokes are really an interesting plant that are related to sunflowers. It's a good crop for those that can eat it, but aren't allergic to it. Cactus are kind of aggressive, and you got to kind of keep them weeded out of your other stuff, because they're going to take over some areas if you let them get away with it. It's a good crop, and it's one that we should look to. But again, it's a native to the Americas. It's native to the Southwest. It's really something to look at.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.